This morning, I would like to consider with you how Jesus' parents presented him to God, and how Jesus, in turn, can present you and me to God.
今天早上我们来分享一下耶稣的父母是怎样把他献给神，和耶稣是怎样把我们献给神的。
I want to begin with a football story. But you don't have to like be a football fan to appreciate it.
我先给你们讲一个关于美式足球的故事，但是你不需要懂得足球规则。
It's about a young man named Kyle.
有一个年轻人，他的名字叫做 Kyle.
Kyle Maynard was born with some of the birth defects that every parent fears. Stunted arms and legs and misshapen hands and feet.
Kyle 生下来便有残疾，他的手臂和腿都发育不全，的手脚也都是畸形的。
Most people would consider him to be handicapped.
见到他的人可能都认为他是个残废。
But most people don't know Kyle Maynard.
但是他们不了解 Kyle。
This young man who chose not to use prosthetic limbs constantly challenged himself to break physical barriers.
Kyle 这个年轻人，他决定自己决定不要用假肢，而且他不断地向自己的生理局限挑战。
He played football alongside much bigger kids in middle school.
他在初中的时候便与那些比他身材大很多的孩子一起玩足球。
In high school, Kyle began weight training and joined the wrestling team.
上高中的时候他举重，而且还参加了学校的摔跤队。
He and his coach developed moves that made the most of Kyle's physical assets.
他和他的教练针对他的形体和特点设计了很多专门的动作。
Kyle advanced so much that he earned the title strongest team for his weightlifting feats.
这一切使 Kyle 非常的成功，而且他赢得了最强壮的少年这个举重的称号。
In fact, Kyle Maynard had such a positive attitude that a juvenile court judge once sentenced a troublesome kid to spend a day with Kyle.
Kyle 对生活的积极态度是众所周知的，甚至一次一个少年犯罪法庭的法官判定一个少年犯与 Kyle 一起待上一天。
The judge wanted the teen to understand that our lives are shaped much more by our attitudes than by our circumstances.
这位法官想让这位少年犯知道，生活不仅是环境所致，而且更是生活的态度所定的。
After spending a day with troublesome teen, Kyle commented.
在与那个少年犯度过了一天以后 ，Kyle 他总结说
，People think I have a bad life.Look at my life compared with this kid's. I have a beautiful family who loves me.
很多人都认为我的生活很悲惨，但是和这位少年犯比，我有一个爱我的家庭。
Everybody has struggles. My struggles are just more apparent.
每个人都有自己的困苦挣扎，而我的只不过是更表面一些罢了。
Isn't that amazing?
是不是真的很不可思议呢？
You and I see people every day with perfectly good bodies, healthy in every way, who are mired in unhappiness.
我们每天都会见到很多表面上非常健康的人，但是他们的内心却被痛苦所煎熬。
And then we run to someone like Kyle Maynard with his stunted arms.Misshapen hands and feet, but he is so positive.
但是对比一下 ，Kyle 这个身体先天发育不全、手脚都畸形的小孩子，却对生活积极向上。
And how does that happen?
这是怎么回事呢
？Obviously, it helps to have people who love you and believe in you.
很显然，有人爱和相信你的潜能是非常重要的。
I read something recently about actor Kirk Douglas's mother.
我最近读到了一篇文章，是关于演员 Kirk Douglas 的母亲的故事。
Douglas for years won Hollywood's most prominent stars, but now he's known chiefly as Michael Douglas's father.
Kirk Douglas 六十年代是好莱坞最著名的明星之一。这些年来，他的儿子 Mike Douglas 名声可能比他更响，所以大家只是知道他是 Mike 的父亲。
He remembers his mother as a woman who overflowed with encouragement for her children.
Kirk 回忆说，他母亲对孩子总是充满了鼓励。
When he was in his mother's presence, Kirk never doubted that he was special and that he was beloved.
只要他妈妈在，克克从来都没有缺乏过爱。
He recalls a visit he made to his mother's house long after his first big movie came out.
他记得有一次在他主演的一部电影首映不久，他去看望他的妈妈。
Kirk's mother had invited all her friends over to meet him.
Kirk 的妈妈请了他的所有的朋友一起来见 Kirk。
When she introduced her, she announced,This is my son. The earth trembles when they mention his name.
当他介绍 Kirk 的时候，他骄傲地说，这是我的儿子，提到他的名字，大地都会震动。
Now that's a proud mother.
这真是一个充满了骄傲的母亲。
Does it make a difference when people love you and believe in you and encourage you?
当有人爱你，相信你的潜能，并鼓励你的时候，真的是会很不一样的。
Of course it does.
是不是啊？
I feel for children brought up by negative parents who are critical, demanding, quick to admonish, and slow to praise.
这时候我也为那些在很负面的家庭长大的孩子感到心痛。这些孩子总被批评，被要求做更多，做得更好，不然就被惩罚，很少有奖励。
I see people every day who are scarred by parents who could give them everything except what they needed most: unconditional love and acceptance.
每一天我都看见那些被父母伤害的孩子，他们父母可以给他们一切，但却没有给他们那最宝贵的，那就是无条件的爱和接受。
Rabbi Mark Goffini wrote a book entitled The Mystery of Love.
拉比 Mark Goffini 写过一本书叫做《爱的奥秘》。
He relates a time when he gave a talk at a children's camp in New York.
书中提到有一次他在纽约的夏令营讲课。
At one point in the afternoon, Rabbi Goffini asked the children, When was the last time someone told you that you were beautiful?
在一个下午，拉比问那些孩子说，最近一次别人夸你漂亮是什么时候呢？
The children's response devastated him.
孩子们回答令他极为震惊。
Few of the children,could recall true encouraging words from their parents.
只有极为少数的几个人能记起父母真心鼓励的言语。
So many of them heard only words of condemnation and of shame.
相反，很多孩子只记得父母的对他们的羞辱和指责。
One young girl said, My mother told me on Saturday,that I was the ugliest little girl she knew.
一个小女孩说，上周六我妈妈说我是世界上最丑的小孩。
Another boy related a heartbreaking conversation with his mother.
另一个小男孩与他妈妈对话更让人伤心。
He said my mother was in the Holocaust.
他说我妈妈是集中营的生还者。
And she says that if she had known that I would be her son, she wouldn't have worked so hard to survive.
她说她要是知道 会有我这么一个儿子，他也不用活着出来了。
Sometimes because we think of Jesus as the Son of God, we may not give Mary and Joseph enough credit as his earthly presence.
有的时候我们当我们想着耶稣是神的儿子的时候，却有些忽略了玛利亚和约瑟对养育耶稣的工作。
They were not wealthy people, as today's story from the Gospels make clear.
正如圣经中所记，他们并不是富有的人。
But they gave him what he needed.
但是他们却供给耶稣所需要的。
They helped him know that he was loved.
他们让耶稣知道他是被爱的。
And they taught him about God.
也告诉他神的事。
The 22nd verse of the second chapter of Luke reads like this. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
路加福音二章二十二节写道，按摩西律法满了洁净的日子，他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷，去要把他献于主。
This was a custom in New Testament times.
这是那新约时代的习惯。
Children brought couples brought their children and presented them at the temple, just as parents in some churches today bring their children and present them to God. This is an important time for parents with every child.
这是新约时代的习惯，夫妇一同把孩子带到神殿去献与神。这也像现在一些教会中也有还有保持着同样的传统。这是父母和小孩子在一起非常重要的一页。
Mary and Joseph presented Jesus as an infant to God, and they lived godly lives when they returned home.
玛利亚和约瑟将婴孩耶稣献与神，他们回家以后也过着属神的生活。
Note how Luke sums up Jesus' childhood years.
路加福音是这样总结耶稣的少年时代的。
When Joseph and Mary had finished everything required by the law of Moses, the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. And he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
约瑟和玛利亚照主的律法办完了一切的事，就回加利利，到自己的城拿撒勒去了。孩子渐渐长大，健壮起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
I wish that every child could be surrounded by the kind of love and understanding Jesus received from his parents.
我真希望每个孩童都被这样的爱的环境所环绕，就像耶稣从他父母那里所得的一样。
Let me tell you another story from Rabbi Gaffini.
让我再给你讲一个从拉比Gaffini 来的故事。
Gaffini recalls one of the first bar mitzvahs he ever performed.
Gaffini 回忆起他第一次为人做戒礼的情景。
It was for a boy named Louis.
那是一个小男孩叫 Louis.
Louis was awkward and he was sad.
Louis 非常的怕羞。
His insensitive parents did little to encourage his self-esteem.
但他粗心的父母并没有去鼓励他。
They implied that he was too dumb to learn the traditional Hebrew passages that a boy recites for a bar mitzvah.
而且他的父母觉得他很笨，不可能记住传统犹太戒里所要背诵的那些希伯来经文。
Rabbi Gaffini was determined to bring out the best in Louis.
拉比·葛菲尼决定要尽量帮助小路易斯。
He spent extra time teaching him the songs and the prayers.
他花了很多时间与小路易斯一起教他诗歌与祷告。
he discovered that Louis was smart and had a fantastic singing voice.
他发现 Louis 其实很聪明，而且有他的嗓音很美。
On the day of his bar mitzvah, Louis performed beautifully.
在典礼的那一天，路易斯表现好极了。
At the end of the ceremony, Rabbi Gaffini stood and spoke directly to Louis.
在典礼最后，拉比·加菲尼站起来对路易斯说。
He said, Louis, this morning you met your real self.
他说，路易斯，今天早上，你才是真正的你。
This is who you are.
这才是你自己。
You are good, graceful, talented, and smart.
你非常的棒，文雅，而且有教养，有天分，并且聪明。
Whatever people told you yesterday, and Louis, whatever happens tomorrow, promise me one thing.
不管以前人们怎样说你，也不管今后人们怎样会怎样说。Louis, 你要向我保证一件事。
Remember, this is you. Remember, and don't ever lose it.
一定要记住，这才是真正的你。一定不要忘记，这才是真正的你。
A few years later, Louis wrote to Rabbi Gaffini.
几年以后 ，Louis 给拉比·加菲尼写信。
The boy whose parents predicted that he was too dumb to perform the traditional bar mitzvah was studying for his medical degree at an Ivy League university.
这个父母一直认为太笨，连戒里的经文都记不住的小孩子，现在正在一所常春藤的大学读医学。
He was also engaged to be married.
他也在准备结婚。
Louis ended his letter by saying, I kept my promise.
在信的末了 ，Louis 写道：“我恪守了我的承诺。”
I always remembered my bar mitzvah of the morning when you said that this is who I am.
我一直记着你在戒里的早上对我说的，这才是真正的我。
And for this, I thank you.
因为这些鼓励，我谢谢你。
I wish everybody could have an affirming adult like that in their lives.
我真希望每一个人在他生命中都会有这样的人来这样的肯定你。
Some of you know that kind of love.
你们中有些人知道这是什么样的爱。
That was the kind of love you experienced from your parents.
这是父母给你的爱。
And you know how precious it is.
而且你知道这是多么的珍贵。
But some of you didn't receive that kind of positive love.
但是你们中间很多人并没有领受过这样的爱与鼓励。
But somehow they were not able to affirm you the way every child deserved to be affirmed.
你的父母没因为什么因为某种的原因没有能在你成长中给你与肯定。
You never got the message that you are beautiful and smart and worthy.
你从来没有被夸奖，说你聪明、美丽，而且有价值。
And there is something missing in your life.
你生活中有一种缺失。
A confidence.
那是一种自信的缺失。
A sense of self-worth. What is often termed by psychologists as a healthy self-esteem.
这是被心理学家称为健康的自我价值观的缺失。
And so you are continuously sabotaging yourself.
所以你现在一直跟自己作难。
And you find yourself withholding love from your children and your spouse and other people important to your life.
你会发现你对你自己的孩子、伴侣还有其他家人都刻意保持距离。
You were never really presented to God.
你跟他们不能表达你的爱，那是因为你从来没有被献与神。
Not as a person of worth, of value, A person who deserves to enjoy abundant life.
你没有像任何一个有价值、应该拥有丰盛生命的人那样被献与神。
Is it too late?
那现在是不是太晚了呢？
Are you doomed to always feeling a troubled sense of inadequacy?
难道你要一辈子都陷在这不足之中无法自拔吗？
Are you doomed to a lifetime of being on the outside, looking at the lucky people who did receive this precious gift?
难道你一辈子都要站在那外面去羡慕那些领受了珍贵的爱的幸运的人吗？
The answer is no.
回答是否定的。
There is hope if you realize that you and I have been presented to God by Christ.
这里还有希望，只要你认识到我们都是被献与神了的，通过耶稣基督被献与了神。
This is the meaning of the atonement.
这是救赎的真意。
Christ has presented us to the Father.
基督把我们献与了神。
He has placed a seal of approval on each one of us.
通过那，他对我们每个人都给予了肯定。
He has presented us unblemished and complete before the Father. And he has said, "These beautiful people are my beloved. They are those for whom I lay down my life."
他把我们完整无瑕疵的献给父神，说这些人是美好，是我所爱的，为他们我献上生命。
And the Father looks upon us not as flawed people we see ourselves, but as a new creation in Christ.
而父神也不以那些缺陷，而是以在基督里新造的人来对我们。
Some of you may be familiar with a children's book called Love You Forever by Robert Munch.
你们中有人可能知道Robert Munch 写了一本有名的书叫做《永远爱你》。
It is a popular book and is in its 64th printing.
这本书很流行，印刷了64次。
It conveys the love of a parent in a beautiful way.
它用一种优美的文字表达了父母的爱。
Through the eyes of faith, it also conveys the love of Christ.
经由我们的信，我们的信心，它也表达了基督对我们的爱。
Reverend Roger Featherstone of the American Church of Florence, Italy, in a sermon, has paraphrased the message of that beautiful book.
在意大利佛罗伦萨的美国教会，牧师 Roger。Featherstone 他在一篇讲道中总结了这本书的大意。
A mother holding her baby sings, I love you forever, I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
他说，母亲抱着婴孩吟唱道，我要永远爱你，我要永远喜欢你，只要我活着，你就是我的婴孩。
The baby grows.
孩子渐渐长大。
He becomes a toddler and gets into everything.
他蹒跚学步，撞倒屋里的所有东西。
And his mother starts saying, "This kid's driving me crazy."
妈妈开始说，这孩子烦死我了。
But at night she still sings to him the song, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
但是到了晚上，母亲还是为他唱歌，我要永远爱你，我永远会爱你，只要我活着，你就是我的婴孩。
The baby grows some more. He's 9 years old.He never wants to have a bath, but he says disgusting things when his grandmother visits.
这孩子长得更大了，他九岁了，他从来也不愿意洗澡。在祖父母来访的时候，他会说脏话。
Sometimes his mother feels like selling him to a zoo.
有时候他母亲都想把他送到动物园算了。
But still at night, she sings that lovely chorus. I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always.
但到了晚上他还是唱那首美丽的歌，说我要永远爱你，只要我活着，你就是我的婴孩。
The boy becomes a teenager, and of course that's even worse.
这孩子长成少年人了，当然一切就更糟了。
He has strange friends and wears shocking clothes and the music.
他有好多奇怪的朋友，也穿奇装异服，听乱七八糟的音乐。
Now his mother feels that she lives in a zoo.
现在他妈妈觉得自己是在一个动物园里了。
But guess what?
但是你猜是。
At night when he's safely asleep, she still sings to him.
当晚上的孩子睡了以后，妈妈还是为他歌唱。
Finally, the boy is all grown up and moves into his own house.
最后孩子长大了，搬到自己的家去住了。
But sometimes on visits, in the night she creeps down the passage and sings. You know what she sings.
但有时候妈妈来看她，到了晚上，母亲还是为她歌唱，你知道她唱的是什么。
I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
我会永远爱你，只要我活着，你就是我的婴孩。
Alas, the mother is old and frail and very sick.
最后母亲老了，又病又弱。
She sings to her boy, but she isn't able to finish the song.
她想为儿子歌唱，但却无力唱完。
Her son, however,has learned his lesson well.
他的儿子却知道怎样做。
He knows what to do.
他知道怎么做。
Holding his mother close, he rocks her in his arms.
他抱住他的妈妈，轻轻地摇动，对她唱道。
I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always.As long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be.
我要永远爱你，只要我活着，你就是我的婴孩。
And when he goes home that night, he goes into his new baby daughter's room. And taking her in his arms, he sings what his mother sang to him.
当儿子晚上回到家的时候，他会到他新生的女儿的房间，抱起他来，像他母亲一样轻轻地唱。
I'll love you forever. I'll love you for always.
我将永远爱你，我要一直爱你。
As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
只要我活着，你就是我的婴孩。
And we see the cycle of love between parent and child begin all over again.
在这里我们看到父母与孩子之间的爱就这样永远的轮转。
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
就像圣经中所记，按摩西律法满了洁净的日子，他们就带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献与神。
This kind of love is a love that resembles God's love for us.
这种爱就像是神对我们的爱。
And it prepares us to be turned over to Jesus Christ.
他也一样把像耶稣一样把我们献给主。
Christ in turn now has presented you and me to the Lord.
基督也是一样的，把你我献给了主。
And when did Jesus present you and me to the Lord?
耶稣是什么时候把我们献给主了呢？
According to the original ending of John, Jesus did it in John chapter 20, verses 21 to 23.
约翰福音20章21到23节上是这么记载着的。
Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you."
耶稣对他们说，愿你们平安。
In the same way, the Father has sent me, so I am sending you.
父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
In this section, Jesus is giving a commission to his followers in the room that they are sent to carry his message.
在这一节中，耶稣给了屋中他的门徒一个任务，就是传送他的信息。
This is similar to the commission at the end of Matthew.
马太福音中也有类似的记载。
And after giving them their commission to be his ambassadors, Jesus breathed on them.
耶稣在交给了他们任务以后，就对他们吹了一口气。
Those who study Greek carefully notice that John uses the word used in John in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 when God breathes in man and man becomes a living being. And this is the story of God's creation of Adam, which in Hebrew means human being.
如果你仔细研读那希腊原文的圣经，你就会发现约翰在这里用了跟创世纪第二章七节中神向人吹了一口气，人就成了活人一模一样的字眼。在创世纪中，神造的是亚当，也就是人类的始祖。
In some Greek translations, God breathes in the man his spirit rather than his breath.
在一些希腊文的译本中，神吹进人的用的字眼是灵，而不是空气。
In imitating God's action creation, God Jesus breathes his Holy Spirit into each of his followers in the room and makes them into a new creation.
这样就像神造人一样，耶稣也将圣灵吹进门徒身上，使他们成为新造的人。
After he breathes on each of them, he commands them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
在耶稣吹气之后，他说道，你们受圣灵。
After this, he said to them, "If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
而后他说，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得赦免，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下。
With the Holy Spirit that Jesus gives them, these followers of Jesus now are given the power to forgive sins.
透过耶稣给予他们的圣灵，这些门徒就有了赦免罪的权柄。
Many Bible scholars refer to this as John's Pentecost.
所以许多圣经学者把这一段称为约翰的五旬节。
However, many other people cannot accept this as Jesus really giving the Holy Spirit.
虽然也有很多人认为耶稣在这里并没有真正的把圣灵给门徒。
They claim that this is only a promise that was fulfilled at Pentecost in Acts.
有一些人认为耶稣在这里给他们的只是应许，到了五旬节圣灵才真正的降临。
But please read this section carefully.
但是你仔细研读就会发现，
When Jesus breathed his Holy Spirit into his followers and commands them to receive the Holy Spirit, this is not a promise, it is a fact.
你仔细研读就会发现，耶稣对门徒吹气时候说：“你们受圣灵。”这不是一句应许，而是发生的事实。
All Jesus said in this section are facts.
耶稣在这里所讲的都是真正的事实。
Jesus does not promise to send them on their mission. He is sending them in the same way that his father sent him.
耶稣在这里不是应许将来会差遣门徒，他是在差遣他们，就如父差遣耶稣自己一样。
He does not promise that they will receive the Holy Spirit. He breathes on them his Holy Spirit and commands them to receive the Holy Spirit.
他不是应许他们会受圣灵，而是向他们吹了圣灵，并对他们说：“你们受圣灵。”
And with the Spirit comes the power from God to forgive sins.
由圣灵，神给予了赦免罪的权利。
The truth is that many Gospels were written.
福音有许多卷本。
We have four in our Bible, but we really do not know who wrote them.
在圣经中的几卷福音，它的作者我们并不十分确切的知道。
The originals did not have any names. The message each told was more important than a name.
因为原本没有标题，但是我们都知道福音的内容比那标题要重要的多。
Since copies of the gospel had to be copied by hand, very few churches had more than one gospel.
早期的福音都是手抄的，所以早期教会极少有一本以上福音的。
Therefore, each gospel has to be complete. It must give the complete gospel story.
所以每一部福音都是完备的，都是完全的，必须给一个完全的关于福音的的必须是一部完备的福音，完备的福音。
Even though the Holy Spirit inspired the Bible writers, each writer still wrote from his point of view.
圣经作者是由圣灵感动而写作，但他们写作的风格却有些不一样。
We know that Matthew and Luke copied Mark.
马太和路加福音都有可能参考了更早成熟的马可福音。
But John was all by itself for a long time, and he was the favorite of the Eastern Church.
约翰福音是约翰他自己独居很久，所以是独立成书的，所以这是东部的教会也对他更为喜欢这部福音。
Luke admits that he was not an eyewitness. He had to depend on interviews and other people's memories and points of view.
而在路加福音的一开始，他便说这并不是他自己亲眼所见，是依靠收集其他亲眼目睹这一事的人的记述。
And as with most Greek-oriented Gospels, he likes to have his spiritual things visible.
而且因为他是希腊的人，所以他关于圣灵的记载最为明白。
John's Pentecost emphasizes the importance of Jesus' glorification.
在约翰的五旬节中，他强调了耶稣进入荣耀的重要性。
When Mary saw Jesus early in the day, he thought that he was the glorified Jesus and tried to hold on to her, to him.
当抹大拉的玛利亚在复活的那天早上见到耶稣的时候，她以为见到了荣耀的耶稣，就想去拉他。
But Jesus told her, "Do not cling to me, because I have not yet ascended." To the Father.
但耶稣却说不要拉着我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
Without the ascension, Jesus' glorification is not complete, and he is unable to give us the Holy Spirit.
在升上去之前，耶稣的荣耀还没有全备，不能给我们圣灵。
In the New Testament, the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus result in Jesus' glorification and also Jesus' ability to give us the Holy Spirit.
在圣经中，复活与升天使耶稣完备，进入荣耀，才能给予我们圣灵。
Acts chapter 2 verse 32 to 33 reports that God raised up Jesus and then says, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God.
关于上升的记载在使徒行传中记着神叫耶稣复活高举在神的右手边。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 34 we hear of Christ Jesus who was raised from the dead and who is at the right hand of God.
罗马书八章三十四节中写道耶稣从死里复活现今在神的右边。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 8 to 9 the humbling of Jesus to the point of death is contrasted with the exaltation of Jesus to the highest place.
腓立比书中也比较了耶稣降卑以至于死还有复活后升天的荣耀。
Peter speaks of the resurrection of Jesus who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God.
彼得一书也说复活的耶稣上到天堂在神的右边。
For most of the New Testament, the ascension of Jesus happened soon after the resurrection, and Jesus is in heaven with God.
在新约中，耶稣上升是在复活以后不久，这时耶稣在天堂便与神同在了。
If he wants to make experiences to his disciples, he appears from heaven.
以后显现，从天上显现。
Since the ascension for most Christians, the early church, is part of the glorification, it is a spiritual experience which no one sees.
属灵的上升是进入荣耀的一步，它是非常的属灵，所以在是这个属灵的经历是没有人能够看见的。
However, Luke thinks of the ascension. As people actually witnessing Jesus being lifted up into heaven.
但是在路加福音中，他记载了人们亲眼见到耶稣升上天的经历。
Luke actually has two accounts of the ascension.
这样的记述在路加福音中有两处。
In Luke chapter 24 verse 51, Jesus was at Bethany, and he was blessing his disciples.And as he was blessing them, he was carried up into heaven.
在路加福音二十四章五十一节中，耶稣正在伯大尼祝福门徒时，就被带到天上去了。
This was written before Luke decided to write the book of Acts.
在使徒行传中。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 10, Jesus is lifted up after 40 days of appearance. After this time, no one sees Jesus again.
在使徒行传中，耶稣在显现了40天以后被取上天，这之后就没有人再看见耶稣。
In the New Testament, there are two models of the giving of the Holy Spirit.
在新约中有两种圣灵降下的形式。
One is the famous Pentecost story in Acts chapter 2 verses 1 to 4, where is the sound of a mighty wind, tongues of fire resting on everyone, and people being able to speak different languages. It was loud and clearly visible.
圣灵降下的一种形式就像在著名的五旬节中，天上有响声如同大风，又有舌头如火焰显现，分开落在个人头上。人们说起别国的话来，这是非常的清楚。
The other model is in John 20:21-23, where there is just Jesus and his followers.
圣灵降下的另一种形式是，就像在约翰福音20章21到23节中所记述的， 那里只有耶稣和他的门徒。
Jesus breathes his spirit into each one of them, and then commands them to receive the Holy Spirit.
耶稣把圣灵吹向他们，并说：“你们受圣灵。”
My own experience more similar to John's.
我自己的经历就更像约翰。
The Spirit came in a quiet moment of prayer and gave me peace and assurance.
圣灵在安静的祷告中来临，给我以平安。
There was no loud sounds, no tongues of fire, no confusion of languages.
不是经过有大声、火舌，还有别国的语言来到的。
Whichever model you choose,Jesus presents us to God by giving us the Holy Spirit.
但是不论圣灵是有哪种形式，临到你的身上，耶稣都通过圣灵把我们献与了神。
So let us give thanks to God and go from this place as a person who has been accepted and who has been loved by God.
让我们来感谢神。通过圣灵，我们都是神所拣选和爱的了。
Amen.
Amen.